Right now, though, the Buy a Bale campaign is supporting our Aussie farmers and rural communities throughout Australia during our current drought season. The appeal provides support for farmers by delivering hay and other essential items who have no feed left for their cattle due to the drought. On the line with us now, Charles Adler from Buy a Bale joins us. And Charles, thanks so much for your time.
Good morning. Thanks for calling. No problem at all.
So for those who might not have heard of the Buy a Bale campaign, could you tell us a bit about it and where the hay comes from?
Sure. So the campaign is a fairly simple one. In effect, what we ask Australians to do is donate money online where they can buy a bale of hay in a virtual world, and we then collate the funds that we raise and we go to hay farmers who have hay to sell. We then put it on trucks and carry it to farmers who are most in need and need it across New South Wales and Queensland and other parts of our country.
And where are the hay farmers located at the moment? Because I haven't sort of heard of any farmers that are having a lot of luck around here lately.
Yeah, there's a bit of hay in Victoria, although less and less, a little bit in South Australia. But at the moment, we're buying probably about 90% of our hay is actually coming from Western Australia. So they've got a wheat crop over there, which looks like it's about to fail. And some farmers over there are making the decision to turn it to hay instead of wheat.
So how long has Buy a Bale been operating?
So the campaign's been running for about 5 years. It's a campaign that's run by the charity Rural Aid, which my wife and I head up. We're based in Queensland, but we operate all over Australia. We deal with farmers who've got, whether they need fodder or whether they need, as you alluded to in your introduction, whether they need hampers or food or water. Or in some cases, it's just farmers who actually need an extra hand on the land. You know, some of our farmers, the kids have left home and gone to school and not come back to the farm. And so we find a lot of farmers these days are looking for an extra pair of hands or two. So there's a variety of services that Rural Aid and the Buy a Bale program offer to farmers.
And it is very easy for us here into the city, I guess, to forget what it's like out west of the Blue Mountains. Could you tell us a little bit about some of the conditions the farmers are facing?
Well, I mean, 100% of New South Wales is drought declared, so that means that in most areas there's significant lack of water. It's very dry. There hasn't been much rain at all this year that's led to any sort of grass growth. So while we might have some grass on our backyard in Sydney, there's nothing in the paddocks, and that's the real challenge for our farmers, that normally by this time of year they've actually got some pasture growth. And they're able to get through the winter and spring periods. We're normally looking for spring rains, but we're forecasting no decent rains until April, March next year. So it's going to be a very long period before our farmers get some rain to get their pastures back.
April or March next year, that's a really long time.
It is, and we are dealing with a very hot summer. Already we've had bushfires in New South Wales. There's a lot of, there won't be too many fires burning necessarily in paddocks. There will be a lot of fires potentially burning in bushland that's adjacent to those properties, national parks and those sorts of things. So our farmers are concerned about that. I mean, obviously fire can help the vegetation regrow, but it does need some rain. So it's going to be a very long, hot summer, and we've got to try and keep up the hay and keep up the water supplies to our farmers and the community, and not just the farmers. It's just vital for the local communities that they continue to receive support from people as well.
And how can we go about supporting, again, you mentioned the communities as well as the farmers?
Well, we run a number of programs. I mean, obviously, if people want to donate, they can do that through buyabale.com.au. And that's bale.com.au. Or alternatively, people can volunteer their time to do some work on some farms or just jump in a car and drive to some of these country towns that are doing it tough, because when the farmers aren't spending the money in town, the local businesses suffer, and if they suffer, then tourist numbers fall off. So we really need everybody who's got access to a car to jump in it and drive 2 or 3 hours west and just see some of these country towns. They've got some fantastic pubs, some fantastic arts and crafts shops. The farmers, you know, they run farmers markets in some of these country towns. Or alternatively, just turn up at the local pub and say to the publican, listen, I'd like to go and see a farmer. Who can you refer me to? And they'll happily share some details of farmers in the local area that families can go and visit, jump on a quad bike or chase some sheep or do a bit of fencing. There's always something we can do for our farmers.
We'll get the donation link up in the podcast. Charles, thanks so much for your time this morning.
No worries. Thanks very much, Tess.
That was Charles Adler. He's from the Buy a Bale campaign, telling us a little bit about the current drought situation.